It's Monday, the 7th of November, 2022. Thanks for tuning in to The Sounds in My Head. The Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. What a fun way to open up this year's episode of the show, Stars Are Blind, Follow Me. That's the name of the song. It's from a single by the same name, obviously. It's Chris Loffman and Wise Blood. I think it's the same person. I think it's just Chris, but he goes by Wise Blood. Anyway, terrific song. Very toe-tapping, foot-stomping, sample-rific, delightful song. Love it. Speaking of things that are like that, how about this next thing? Coast Modern is the band from Los Angeles. We're going to hear the song Sunshine Time from their album Going Mainstream. And listen to the record, wasn't super into it, but I really like this song, Sunshine Time. So we're going to hear it right now on the show. It felt like it went well with Chris Hoffman and Wise Blood. So without further ado, Coast Modern from Los Angeles, Sunshine Time, right now on The Sounds of My Head.
I'll see you on the other side.
Every phone, if you want to Are you ready?
Want to cover are the doubts and fears of very bright, rational people who at this point think that US and EU support of Ukraine has gone too far, right? And that we're running the risk of plunging into something like World War III quite unnecessarily. And that we, in some sense, provoked Putin, right? Or at least we're culpable for our own failures of diplomacy. And that, you know, that NATO essentially and the United States has backed him into a corner and put him in a position where his behavior is now pretty rational and even defensible from some non-sinister angle. So that's where I want us to defuse all of that.
The U.S. expected that this war was going to be over in 3 days. That was the official American position, and that was the basis for our actions at the beginning of the war. Very important to understand that the Ukrainians are people who have agency and who have taken risks and decisions. I think a lot of the thinking or some of the problems in the thinking that you're describing starts from the unspoken assumption that places like America and Russia are real countries. And Ukraine is not. And once you start from there, you then have to twist yourself around an awful lot to try to understand what's happening. The border between the Russian Federation and Ukraine was agreed upon by both parties in December of 1991. And it may seem like a really banal point, but history doesn't actually give you a reason for invading someone else's territory. If it did, there essentially is no border in the world, including the American-Canadian border or the American-Mexican border, which you could say is somehow perfectly legitimated or justified by history. That's just not the way that history works. History and law are two different things.
I noticed the economist at Columbia, Jeffrey Sachs, right? He essentially said that the U.S. and NATO have been provocative all along, and that the off-ramp for Russia was always obvious. We just have to declare the neutrality of Ukraine and give an assurance that they'll never join NATO, because that obviously impinges on Russia's core security concerns. How would we feel if, you know, we had a Russian client state in Mexico or Canada? But I mean, immediately what strikes me as perverse is that it concedes that we are the moral equivalent of Russian despotism, right? And that the spread of democracy is no better than the spread of fascism. It's just, you know, who's to say anything is better than anything else in terms of spreading a political orientation on over the surface of the earth? And that's just so ethically upside down that it's just amazing to see academics in America talking that way.
Russia is not afraid of NATO at all. Had they been afraid of NATO, they certainly wouldn't have undertaken an invasion like this. And had they been afraid of NATO, they wouldn't be moving the bulk of their troops from the actual NATO borders in order to fight in Ukraine. Your point about there being a difference between spreading democracy and not spreading democracy is well taken. But I think perhaps an even more fundamental point is that NATO, it's not that NATO or the European Union enlarge. NATO and the European Union take on new members when sovereign states, backed by their populations who express themselves in democratic elections, choose to join those institutions. And the reasons why Ukraine would like to join institutions doesn't have to do with Brussels or Washington. It has to do with the lived experience of the Ukrainians themselves. And it seems to me that, if anything, that's an even more fundamental difference, that what Russia is trying to do is expand an order illegally by force, whereas the European Union and NATO take on new members when independent states choose to join them. Like, I see very little reason to think that Putin is a geopolitician who cares at all about the interests of Russia. If he were, he would be much more concerned about the fact that there is a great power on Russia's border, which in fact does have designs, unlike the United States, on Russian resources, which, unlike the United States, invests more in the Asian part of Russia than Russia does itself, and that is China. But rather than being concerned about China, what Putin has done with his entire anti-Western turn is to create a situation in which future rulers of Russia will have little choice but to be vassals of China.
And we're back. After Coast Modern back there, we heard another band from Los Angeles. They're called Ruby. They have a new album. It's called Bedtime. We heard two songs from it. First, Electric Fence, and then the title track, Bedtime. Those are my favorites, but it's all pretty good. It's also pretty short. It kind of straddles the line between album and EP. I'm not sure. It's got like seven songs. Is that an album or an EP? You tell me. For They Might Be Giants, that's an EP. For Weezer, that's an album. I guess that's how I would break it down. Short albums, long albums. Less and less true every day. I feel like the last Weezer album had a lot of songs and the last TMBG album didn't have that many. So my ranking system is flawed. That's what I'm saying. Just before I started talking, we heard the Goonsacks from Brisbane, Australia. They were covering Lynn. Remember Lynn from the 90s? A Canadian band? Anyway, we heard their cover of Lynn's Steal My Sunshine. Came off the Mirror 2 release that they had there. Pretty good. Not my favorite release of theirs, but I did enjoy an oldie but goodie cover. That was delightful. Okay, up next, from Saskatchewan in Canada, we're going to hear the band called The Garys. Pretty sure I played The Garys on the show before, but they got a new record. It's called Get Thee to a Nunnery, and we're going to hear a couple songs from it. First, Cinchaluda, and then Bury Me With My Money. Both great songs by this very fun band, The Garys, into it. Right now, on The Sounds in My Head.
I have
Let's land this plane. That is to say, let's wind this episode down. That was Kelly Stoltz from San Francisco, the very prolific Kelly Stoltz. He's a guy who releases an album in a year, pretty much at least once, sometimes twice a year. And they're always somewhere between Weezer and They Might Be Giants length albums. I'm just saying, he releases a lot of music, this guy, Kelly Stoltz. And this was no exception. It's from his new record, The Stylist. We heard the songs Change and My Wildest Dream, both pretty good and both represent it well. So if you like those songs, pick up the whole thing and pick up everything else by Kelly Stoltz, because that's expensive. But, you know, maybe worth it because he's got a lot of stuff that's all pretty good. Okay, finishing up this year's episode of the show, it's a version of Did You Give the World Some Love Today, Babe? Old song from the late 60s. I think it's been covered by a bunch of people. But this version by the PJs, I feel like I heard this in some movie or something I watched, and I was like, wow, that's such a great version of that song. And so I immediately snatched it up, and then I was like, I'll put that on the show, why not? And then I started realizing I know nothing about the PJs. I couldn't find anything on the internet about this. I don't know. It came out in 69, apparently, this PJs version of the song. I think the most popular version of the song might be the version by Doris, who's actually Swedish, but she didn't write it. It's written by some other dude. Anyway, it's a great song. Super great song. Love the song. And you're going to like it too. Without further ado, finishing up this year's episode of the show with the PJs version of Did You Give the World Some Love Today, Babe? That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Destination Moon by They Might Be Giants, as covered by Peter. I also talked over Devil's Dip by The Garys and My Name is Jonas by Weezer, covered by the String Band Tribute Players. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. Find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com. You can also email me at daniel@thesoundsinmyhead.com. On the website, you can find links to places you can follow me on social media, including Spotify. There's a playlist for season 19. That's this season of The Sounds in My Head. I put every song I play on the show into that playlist as the episodes are released, so you can just listen to that, their playlist and get, you know, pretty much most of the songs I play on the show for the whole year without having to listen to me talk. Pretty cool. We'll see you next time on an all-new episode of The Sounds in My Head.